water bill line.
All right, and of course, we have had lots and lots of people talk about this issue. Some people feel they all should be commercial. Some people feel they should all be residential. And I'm happy to have you list. There's other board members and the assessors here as well. And we are streamed live on the Internet. So if you would like to ask about anything else or like to present anything else, please do. But that's what we have done in the past, and that's how we've been treating these situations.
He's also okay. Up for value and discrimination.
Just a second. Did you say that there was a value?
It says value and discrimination.
Okay. Is the value and discrimination related to the classification, or is it something separate?
It was related to the classification with how some other short-term rentals were seemed to be classified as residential and some commercial. Like there wasn't a distinction that I really knew of.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I wanted to better understand. Like, well, is there a way to
what
we could set these up in a different way that they are classified as more residential than commercial or what?
Okay. The assessor's office, when they're sending stuff out now, sends out, I think, also a nightly rental affidavit, which indicates whether or not that the property owner is supposed to sign it and tell them whether or not they're using the property for nightly rental. And some people have filled those out. Some people have not. If someone finds out that they are being rented for a nightly rental, then the assessor will send out a notice that they are going to 100% commercial, and usually we will get an appeal in here at that time. So the assessor's office, I think, is trying to ascertain who is using this, or who is using the nightly rental programs and are putting their property in nightly rental programs. But I'm sure they have not caught all of them. But to answer your question, no, there's not really any way to the way we have our ruling set up is we will allow you to pick one, and 75% of that one's going to be set residential. So however many nights are spent across the board, I mean, you can retract one or two of the properties out of the nightly rental, and that takes it out of our decision. But you'd have to take it out of the nightly rental program for the it's as of January 1 of any given year. So you'd have to take it out of the program. But, yes.
So I'd like to point out also that these are in an area of nightly rentals, kind of a resort, and we counted these all as commercial. And so when they go on the books, they don't go on until the following year. So two of these were built in 24, but they didn't hit the books till 25.
Okay.
And so if we're going to do the partial twist here, then you're going to have to take into account that they should have been paying for occupancy.
Right.
Because if it's residential, they have to pay occupancy. That's Taney County's rule.
Yeah. And we've had arguments, like I said, both ways, that, you know, some places right now they're all being taxed as commercial properties. In some places, that's not the case. But down here, that's how we've been doing it for the last 4 years. We at least had one decision back from where they didn't overturn what we did when we did 2575 from the tax commission. And, of course, if you don't like the decision here, you can appeal to the state tax commission if you want. So I'm just letting you know basically how we're inclined to rule on these particular matters. If you're not really arguing that the values that were listed on your card are inaccurate or too high, and it's centered around the classification issue, then we would probably deny a valuation drop, but change the classification on the one of your choice, which I assume would be the 260 Campfire Pass.
Correct. Okay. What do you term as a short-term rental, like timeline?
If they're available for short-term rental, I mean, if this does not affect long-term rental properties, which are, you know, month to month or longer, our decision does not affect those. Okay, those are residential properties, and they're continue to be classified as that.
So if these were rented on a
month-to-month basis,
right. then it would be residential.
That is correct. Yeah. And and we have some, the market's so saturated right now, we were just talking about this a while ago, that I think there are a fair amount of people that are looking at longer-term rental now.
Yeah. Is that, like, so many times a year it has to be rented month-to-month, or how is that determined?
Currently, we are not doing, I mean, we've had somebody, we're going to be making a decision on that, but we've had somebody that's trying to mix up that use, but if it's in a nightly rental program as of January 1 of the year, then that's what it's going to be classified using that classification. And we can't, you know, we as a board, and I don't think the assessor's office can bounce from month to month. It's we have to have a date, kind of a cutoff date.
Mm-hmm.
So
if at some point it turns into more of a month-to-month rental, then
if you do that... If you plan to do that for the following year, you can notify the assessor's office at the end of this year that you converted it to a long-term rental, and they will change your classification for 2026.
Gotcha. Okay.
Given that information, do you want to say anything else about these properties?
No. So you'll change this 260 Campfire Pass to that 7525?
That, I'm going to make a motion to do so, yes. Okay. All right. Based on that, it's my understanding from the taxpayer that in this particular case on BOE 143, 144, and 146, that the discrimination and valuation were based on the classification issue, and therefore, as to BOE 143, I would make a motion that the classification be changed from 20 to 25% commercial, 75% residential, mixed use, and to deny change in value or discrimination.
Second, Matt.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE 144 and 146, I would make a motion that we deny change in classification, discrimination, or value.
Second.
And value, excuse me. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, you'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we do appreciate you owning in Taney County, and I appreciate you taking this up a little bit early. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, is there anything else we need to do today?
No, did you do both of those, 44 and 46?
Yes, that was part of my motion.
All right. I just want to make sure.
All right. BOE being recessed until tomorrow at what time?
8:15.
No joy. 8:15.